Welcome back to episode 6 of the Rusha Speaks podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about toxic emotional habits. Now, this is a really special topic because it's one of those things that we don't often see right away. It takes intense self-reflection to be able to see and to notice our own patterns, because most of the time we're so deep within our own patterns that are unhealthy that we don't even realize what we're doing or why we're doing the things that we're doing or how they're influencing our lives in the first place. So in today's episode, we're going to be exploring 5 toxic emotional habits that threaten to ruin your relationships and what to do about it. But before we get into that, I just want to say a disclaimer that even though we all have issues that we need to work through and work on, I don't ever want you to blame yourself for something that falls apart in your life. Because if something falls apart in your life, then it wasn't meant to be. A true committed relationship will stand the test of time, and that's what sets it apart from other relationships that we've had in our past. So we all do things that are less than healthy when we feel trapped and scared. And oftentimes, when we don't feel like we deserve the love that we desire, or when we don't feel like we deserve to have needs, we come up with these unhealthy patterns that actually push us further away from the intimacy that we really seek and prevent greater closeness in our relationships. So the first one is making emotional threats when you don't really want to or intend to. For example, threatening to leave the relationship. This involves threatening to leave or end the relationship, or actually ending the relationship over text, for example, to essentially try and get your way and coerce or force the other person to give you what you want. So, for example, if you have abandonment issues and this is a core wound and you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't give you the attention that you're wanting, you might say something like, "If you don't respond to me within 2 hours, then our relationship is over." But at the same time, I want you to be kind to yourself here. Because if you do have those abandonment issues and the person that you're with is playing, kind of, you know, tickling those wounds because they don't respond back to you. You know, maybe they don't respond until the next day, or maybe they don't respond at all for whatever reason, you know, and you've tried to be reasonable and all of that. I don't want you to make yourself feel crazy. We all have wounds. It's totally normal. And the thing is, when it comes to these types of wounds, they really do make you feel irrational and a little bit crazy because they are coming from a fear-based place. So if that was happening in the first place and you voiced that and your partner, the person you were in a relationship with, was aware of that and they still chose not to tend to you or to meet that need of showing up for you, then you making that claim of threatening to leave the relationship, and this is where I really don't want you to blame yourself for this, is just the part of you that doesn't want to put up with that behavior anymore, but it's in conflict with the other part of you that enjoys the comfort of the relationship and maybe holds on to the positive aspects of it. So these things really aren't black and white. I definitely invite you to trust your own intuition with these things, but sometimes we can be really good at talking ourselves out of our own genuine feelings, our intuitive feelings. Your feelings are always telling you how you really feel about something. And when it comes to relationships, if you're anything like me, you probably tend to blame yourself a lot more than you should. And I think that a lot of people that are focused on their self-growth, on their personal growth, on being the best that they can be, tend to do this a lot. So it's really important to understand that deep within that, there is a conflicting desire. You know, there's the part of you that wants to leave the relationship because you want to have those needs met. You don't want to feel abandoned and in emotional pain all the time. And then there's the other part of you that really, truly wants them to be closer to you. You know, it's your abandonment wound that's being triggered. And you're responding by pushing them away, but really you want them to come closer. So in this case, if you're with a partner who's willing to meet those needs and who's willing to be understanding and empathetic towards those wounds that you have, then that's a different story. But if you've voiced your needs before and they just don't have the energy or the capacity, or they're simply not interested in meeting those needs, then that's when things like leaving the relationship actually becomes a really good possibility, because it might hurt in the beginning, but it's saving you so much pain down the line, because it's saving you from having to go through that cycle over and over again of feeling like you're crazy or like there's something wrong with you just because you're with someone who isn't able to give you what you really need. So that being said, let's move on to the next toxic emotional habit that actually blocks out love when that's what we really want. So this one is blaming and assuming, making assumptions about the other person based on your negative beliefs about love and not allowing them to explain themselves or not seeing them clearly. You know, whether it's blaming them for your unhappiness, blaming them for your dissatisfaction, blaming them for your deep feelings of unworthiness. If you are chronically seeking validation from your partner to feel good, this completely imbalances the relationship and creates an unhealthy codependency. It places immense pressure on your partner to be solely responsible for your happiness. Happiness is an inside job, and feeling good is a personal practice. You can't be truly happy in a relationship if you can't be happy within yourself. And why is that? Well, when you enter a relationship, you're entering that relationship with what already exists inside of you. And if you're filled with hatred and contempt, that will infuse the relationship. If you're filled with dissatisfaction and feelings of low self-worth, that unending desire for validation will infuse the relationship. And if you're happy within yourself, that too will infuse the relationship. So taking responsibility for your internal world before choosing to share that with another is life-changing. And again, this happens on multiple different levels. So this doesn't mean that you need to be internally perfect and emotionally enlightened before you get into a relationship, but it just means that when you are in the relationship, it's really important to remember that your internal balance and peace and your internal joy is your responsibility. So it's about always being accountable and responsible for your feelings and your inner balance and your inner peace, and not necessarily relying on another person or something outside of you to be the sole source of that. It doesn't mean that you can't rely on other people, and it doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, 100% independent. We are social beings. Relationships are a huge part of this, but it just means that you're not giving your power away completely to that. It means that you know how to make yourself feel good first and foremost within yourself. And that's a really important skill to have. Now, the next thing is constantly testing the other person or setting emotional traps. This is a highly unhealthy manipulative behavior because it involves purposely not communicating your true needs just to see what your partner will do. Now, I'm pretty open-minded when it comes to this. I think if you're exploring a relationship with a new partner, you're still getting to know someone, then there's nothing wrong with feeling out how they will respond to different situations. This is healthy. You're getting to know someone new and you want to know how they handle things. And this is a really important thing to understand about someone, especially before you get into a meaningful relationship with them. But when it comes to the toxic side of this playing out, this will have to do with behaving in a way that purposely hurts you, really. It's an extremely self-sabotaging behavior. So for example, let's say you have a medical appointment and you really, really want your partner to come with you, yet you tell them that it's okay if they don't go and you give them the option of not going. If they say that it's probably better if they don't go, you demonize them. You use this example to justify every negative belief you have about love. For example, men can't be trusted, or you can't possibly love me because if you did, you would be there for me. True love doesn't exist. People always leave. This destroys trust in the relationship and also shatters your expectations. Perhaps if you had asked for what you truly wanted, your wish would have been granted. But don't take it to heart, especially with this example, because maybe what you truly wanted at a deeper core level is a partner who would always choose you, no matter what. So with this example, it's really important to keep that in mind. Like, maybe what you really want is a partner who would always choose you, and that is a totally valid desire to have. If you're in a committed relationship and you're really wanting to make things work, then it's important to learn how to get clear and direct about your needs, because people aren't going to be able to read your mind. And oftentimes, if you're the type of person who's extremely giving what we tend to do is that we give and give and give to the other person in the hopes that they too will one day anticipate our needs and give us all the love that we feel that we don't deserve or we feel like we can't ask for. So getting to the root of that really truly is life-changing. So the next toxic habit is chronic dissatisfaction. Now, this stems from unhealthy and unrealistic expectations, which constantly leave you feeling disappointed and unable to appreciate your partner. One of the most common expectations we face in relationships is to expect our partner to be exactly like us, to want what we want, to love the way that we do, to communicate the way that we do, and to plan and organize the same way that we do, for example. Love is based on feelings of appreciation and respect, and chronic dissatisfaction is built on lack of appreciation. Let's explore the mindset of how this must feel for your partner. Feeling constantly criticized and like you're never doing enough, no matter how hard you try, isn't fun. It's exhausting to feel constantly unappreciated. But again, it's really important here to draw a line. Because maybe you're someone who has been communicating your needs and you've been doing it over and over again and your partner has been starting to meet them, but then they stop and then it just goes through this unending cycle of pain because you feel like you're trying to tell this person what you want and need, but no matter how hard you scream, no matter how hard you try, no one is hearing you. And that's a really painful thing to go through. So in that case, you know, it's not completely on you. Maybe it's important to take a deeper look at your relationship and ask yourself, is this person, you know, having communicated to them several times my needs, is this person actually interested in catering to my needs in the relationship as well? And maybe in this case, it could be that you are possibly in a one-sided relationship, and that will lead to a lot of feelings of resentment because you feel like you keep expressing your needs, but your person, is not meeting them. So this brings me to the last toxic sabotaging pattern that sabotages relationships, and this is not expressing your needs. Now, this stems from the part of us that wants our partner to be able to anticipate our needs. Not everyone is going to be able to read your mind, and oftentimes we don't express our needs because we're not clear on what they are, so we feel confused or we don't feel comfortable speaking up for ourselves. Maybe we have been used to suppressing and denying our needs to appease others in the past, or perhaps we are afraid that by voicing our needs, the relationship will fall apart, and that's a really scary one. Unmet needs leads to unresolved conflict, whether that conflict is internal or external. And unresolved conflict leads to resentment. Resentment is the silent killer of relationships. Based on contempt, it can inspire strong feelings of hatred. This hatred stemming from the rage and anger that our needs have continuously not been met. When our needs are not being met in a relationship, we can either feel powerless or choose to get angry. And anger is often an indicator that a personal boundary has been deeply violated. So in this case, it's the boundary that your partner is not meeting your needs in the relationship. And chances are, if this episode is resonating with you, you are a chronic self-denier. And what does that mean? This means that you chronically deny your own needs. Maybe you grew up in an environment where you were encouraged to self-sacrifice, or you were taught that it's noble to constantly put yourself aside to cater to the needs of other people. But at the end of the day, who's going to cater to you? Because you're constantly giving and abandoning yourself and pushing yourself aside to take care of other people. So that being said, if you have identified this and you've understood that this is you, what can you do about it? Now, understanding why we do the things that we do is paramount. First, we have to notice the pattern. And once we get that awareness, we get so much power to make that change because then it becomes a conscious choice. Instead of it becoming a habit that we're not even aware of, we can get that slight little pause the next time we get triggered and we can choose to make a change. So when it comes to the first thing where we make threats to end or leave the relationship, this specific pattern is based on control. We control because we're not trusting, and we control because of the fear that if we don't control everything, we will be miserable and our needs won't be met. So for this question, this point, I want you to ask yourself, what part of you is afraid to trust? Now for the second one, blaming and assuming. This is based in victim mentality, not taking responsibility and ownership over your feelings in life. Take responsibility for your feelings. Do not blame others for how you feel. Take ownership over your internal world. Learning to listen to and communicate with your heart will go a really long way. Blame keeps us distracted, constantly deflecting what we truly feel so that we don't have to look inside. If you have the courage to face yourself, to truly face yourself, you might be surprised at what you find. So when it comes to taking ownership over your emotions, this isn't about ignoring those negative feelings that you get when it comes to other people around you. It's about no longer bypassing your feelings or explaining them away with your mind. It's about understanding that your emotions have a really important message for you and allowing yourself to be with those feelings that you have and to take them seriously. Now, for the next one, testing and setting emotional traps, this one is based on manipulation and not being clear about what you truly want. So why do we do this? We resort to these things when we're not trusting and when we don't believe that we can have what we want. And this is a tricky one. So mistrust of others first begins with mistrust of self. When you're not trusting someone as close and intimate as a romantic partner, it's because you're not trusting yourself. You don't fully trust your own judgment, and this is why you're constantly judging them and testing them. It's that fear that they're going to prove all of your deepest fears about love to be true, to essentially look for proof to validate the fear that you cannot trust yourself. This is likely due to instances in the past where your trust was betrayed. Now for the fourth one, chronic dissatisfaction. Learning to release expectations will do wonders for your heart and soul and help you to practice the focus of appreciation in your life. Not only will this do wonders for your relationship, it will do wonders for your well-being, your finances, your health, your career. Appreciation and detachment are the true gateways to love. And now for the last point, not expressing your needs. This stems from an undefined sense of self. This is the part of you that learned to self-sacrifice in order to make others feel good. Chances are you adapted to this as a young child to avoid being in the way, for example. This is often characterized by deep feelings of unworthiness or feeling like a burden to your loved ones around you. You subconsciously feel that having needs makes you a burden, a problem. Perhaps you grew up with an extremely stressed out parent who did not have healthy coping strategies. As a result, you don't express your needs because deep down you feel that you don't deserve to have needs. You feel like having needs just makes you get in the way of other people and hurt other people. Redirecting that relationship, in this case, will do wonders for your inner child. Speak kindly to yourself and practice self-acceptance. You are worthy of having your needs met, and you, just as much as anybody else, deserve to take up space on this planet. Not only do you deserve to take up space, you deserve to have everything you ever wanted. Now, if this resonates with you, please don't judge or blame yourself. We're always doing the best that we can, and no one is perfect. And just the fact that you're listening to this and you're recognizing your patterns puts you far ahead of the pack. As long as you have the willingness to grow, that is all you need. If you have a relationship that is no longer in your life, let it go. You will never miss out on what is yours. Especially if you have a relationship that ended from one of these patterns, if you're the type of person who works on yourself and really tries to improve and all of that, then please don't worry about it. That relationship was not meant to last. You will never, ever, ever miss out on what is yours. I hope this inspires you to love more and to recognize the scared and confused places within yourself that actually keep love out, so that you can truly enjoy the experience of letting love in. I so appreciate all of you tuning in, and I will talk to you next time in the next episode.